Well, devastation for Scotland's police community after a serving officer died in a shooting at a Glasgow police station. Our reporter Carol Murphy spent the afternoon at the scene in the city's Beard Street and joins me now. Carol, just tell us what happened there today.
Well, as you see, an officer was killed here this morning after a firearm was discharged inside the station. The Strathclyde 4C and ambulance was called at 11 o'clock, but the waiting media here saw that leaving with no patient inside. We got official confirmation just after 3 o'clock this afternoon that a serving officer had died. Now we understand they're not looking for anyone else in connection with the incident, and we believe the gunshot wound was self-inflicted. What isn't clear at the moment is whether the shooting was deliberate or accidental.
So what happens now?
Well, an investigation into the circumstances has already begun. As is always the case in situations like this, another force will oversee that. In this instance, it will be Lothian and Borders. We've been speaking to the chairman of the Scottish Police Federation, Brian Docherty, who explains why this happens.
Under the circumstances, you've got the personal contact. Some people may know the individual officer. Some people may know the family. And it's just basically to get someone to come in who's got a clear head, albeit connected to the police family. We're able to see the full inquiry through from start to finish, and they will be afforded all the help and assistance they can get from Strathclyde Police.
Of course, this incident has stunned officers across the country, but none more than his colleagues in Glasgow.
People who know the officer to start off with and have worked with them, it will have an impact on each and every one of them. The impact on the future of how these officers operate sometimes is a very, very hard one to tell, but all the welfare assistance and support that can be offered, both from the force perspective and from a federation's perspective, will be given to them.
A statement's been released by Strathclyde Police, who've confirmed the officer's death with great sadness and say their thoughts are with his friends and family.
Thanks, Carol. You can read more on this at realradio.co.uk.